My name is Mark Quinn, and I've been actively campaigning since about 2010 when we had the Barefoot consultation for a bridge across the river, a pedestrian and cycle bridge. I've engaged with a number of individuals on the council, but not really taken too formal an approach with it. I've been working with an architect who's based in Richmond but lives in Ham on some ideas. And really, I just wanted to register that this is something that we're obviously very keen on. We believe that it provides a wonderful, truly fantastic legacy for generations to come. Just to be clear, pedestrian and cycle to connect Twickenham and Ham. And there have been three or four bridges mooted since 2010, and we have always been very keen that the best location for the bridge would be from Radnor Gardens across to Ham Lands, and that opens up some discussions, and I'd love to find the right opportunities, create the right forum, the right formal approach to have a proper debate about it. We have plenty of social media conversation about this, lots of positive feedback. There's obviously also some people who are concerned about it, and that's to be expected. And we just want to make sure that the right conversation is being had and that the right members of the council can demonstrate to us that they are actually actively taking an interest in this, and would encourage myself and Richard to step forward and find the right way, the formal way to move these discussions forward. I'm just a resident here and I live locally. It could have easily been discussed at the Strawberry Hill One or Ham as well. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Mark. So a question there really is a request for formal debate on the funding for the budget. This is something that came up at the desk. I believe that it's an aspiration. There is room for it, I believe, within the action plan. The problem is, and indeed given the relative economic weakness, to put it into light jargon, of parts of Ham, and the need to support business and activities in Twickenham with increased footfall and movements back and forth, I think socially it's a very good idea. The problem with all this, and I'm not a person who goes around promising, great idea, we'll do that. I think that just debases the coinage of politics. It costs a lot of money. You have to get the right design. You have to be sure that it doesn't interfere with activities on the river. You have to be sure about where the footings are. And many of my friends who read the gardens were not so keen on having a bridge that would take off from there. So it's an idea that's about, I guess, if I were being candid, it's not something that the council that I'm aware of, but my colleague more correctly is actively working on at the moment. It's kind of something that would be nice perhaps to think about and sort of get agreement on that some time. Maybe we might, we ought to do more as a community if there was a demand, because classically, it was the sort of thing that might be supported by a sort of lottery application or finance or whatever. I think it's an interesting idea. I can see things we don't want to undermine the ferries and other river activities. As an idea, it certainly was left in my mind, but it's not something currently candidly that with all the other things we have to pursue that I'm aware we're actively pursuing. But I wouldn't want to discourage you by saying that it never happened, but someone's got to write a check and someone's got to agree where and what it looks like, what we need that to
do. And I think you're true that Mark's asking for a feasibility, a discussion, yes. 7 years of working on this, so I guess the question is can the discussion be had?
Well, I think it at some point it could look. Sorry, it's the wrong word to use. Sorry, I floated over the idea some years ago of having what I call the River Park concept, because kind of idea, why can't we all sit round and sort of make this what I would call a real party? It wouldn't be an authority, it would be kind of a pooled group of people who say, yes, we want this to be something special, and get, you know, the historic royal palaces are involved and so on and so forth. And from time to time I give that bit of a nudge, but it's never quite got going because, you know, people have other things to do. And within that setting, the uses and the totality of this beautiful stretch of the river, obviously something like that could and should be part of a discussion. So I have an open mind about opening all that up.
Any form of temporary structure is a complete no-go. Yeah. So I'm sorry that the Councillor Ellinghorn actually pointed out at planning a 3-month ice rink was deemed to be building on metropolitan open land. So I think the bridge would actually be rejected at planning.
I think it would be different. I did point out in my response, I think rightly that others would find it.
Yes,
that
I think.
Maybe we can't design a bridge here, and it's not possible to design a bridge. I think it's a really interesting idea, and you know, whether the angels or the fairies or the two fairies or whatever it would be, we're going to come down and bring something down that's beautiful and perfectly placed and not disruptive and didn't destroy things. It might be nice, but we're a long way from there. Do you want me to say anything, General? Yeah.
Thank you very much. I just want to get the debate going. It's happening online. We have discussed it in the past, but I'd like to know that somebody is interested in picking it up. We've used language like it is a big idea, and it is a big idea that this area really does need. I don't see why there would be planning restrictions, and I would encourage you to look at the 5 points on our blog that we wrote a recent article indicating 5, and there's many, many more, but 5 really good reasons why that particular location will work very well, and you can see how the design doesn't actually encroach on the gardens any more than the existing pathway does. So I would encourage people to have a look at that. It's not that we're looking for a design right now, we're just looking to get the debate happening, but a design is important when I get fed back these kind of comments. And from a costing point of view, we do believe that such a bridge will be a hugely powerful, important piece of transport infrastructure for the area. And when you think that it would connect Ham House, Strawberry Hill House, York House and Marble Hill House, then it really does lend something to tourism and leisure pursuits. It's the perfect midway point. And on the point about Hamerton Ferries, we're absolutely convinced that it would add value to people's enjoyment of Hamerton Ferries, not destroy Hamerton Ferries as a business. Anything closer to Hamerton Ferries might, but this particular location is the perfect midway point. And the other thing, actually, is that I'm amazed to understand that, of course, Richmond Borough Council is the only council that sits across the river. So, and we haven't had a bridge since 1929, the growth of the population, and there's been a lot of talk about that this evening, certainly warrants this. It would get people out of their cars and it would improve their use of the natural environment and wellness